Blog Talk Radio.
For bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Well, Yahuwah's word generally doesn't wait on anyone. Yahuwah's word is generally about faith and believing. And our faith is generally tested in the word of Yahuwah. In the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 23 to 24, 23 says, "And when he's coming to the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching, and said, By what authority dost thou doest these things? And who gave you this authority? And Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing. If you tell me, and likewise I will tell you by what authority I do these things." So, you know, we learn to give praise to the word of Yahuwah, because in that we find enlightenment. The road is very narrow to reach that righteous doorway to the kingdom of heaven. And it tells us that in the book of 2nd Esther, chapter 7, verse number 7. 7 says, "The entrance, therefore, is narrow and set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there is fire on the right hand, and on the left, deep water." So we have to keep ourselves attuned to Yahuwah's word, knowing that you can't come up with your own understanding. You have to generally go by that what is written. And I shouldn't use the word generally. You have to actually go by that what is written. This brings you into knowing that a teacher can't learn from his students because he's giving wise counsel. But having knowledge, he gains even more experience by teaching. A student can learn from a teacher, possibly using wise counsel, to teach themselves one day. And this shows well in all the six camps of Yahuwah's ministry that teach, because we know we came to hear things that most of us can hear, and we understand. But some listening never can place what we're listening to. But Yahuwah's ministry makes all this misunderstanding very possible. Some came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching. They can never find, because the misinformed can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. You know, pay attention to that word righteous, because it explains a lot when you're going through the words of Yahuwah. Because we have to be aware, by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, we're given the knowledge to know we have those that are out there that camouflage evil or confused teaching and overly loud bump the crumbs contest for their righteous learning. They more than likely forget what Yahuwah hates in the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 16 and 19, 16 through 19. 16 says, these six things doeth the Yahuwah hate, yea, even seven are abomination unto him. 17, a proud look and a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. 18, a heart of iron that devilish wicked imagination, and feet that be swift and running into mischief. 19, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that scoreth discard among brothers. Keeping these things in mind, we want to make sure we're on the right side of Yahuwah. Because this is why we're here, to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, confusion, misunderstanding, and Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. This is why we know that you have not to get this word. And now you have to look no farther, because you found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. The current time of that class is 7:30 to 10:30, and that's today. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address. To use this on any search engine, and at tribeyahdah.com. And after you click on it, just under Big Lion, you'll see tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah the attendance of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves that you're forgiven. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, alive. Also for building the school, which I think mentioning the purpose of a school is very well needed with the misteachings and the misunderstanding that's out there today. Even the banquet hall radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program are needed. Hallelujah. We even have a calendar for the members to check. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, including myself, in tune with the feast days that come throughout the year. We even have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the Trizolites, Tribe of Yadav, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into the live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. We got a lot of stuff to use. And first is Tribe. That's T-R-I-B-E. Y-H-D-H at gmail.com. The second is Y-H-D-H, Y-S-R-A-E-L at gmail.com. These both are to write your written opinions. Even questions of a biblical subject may be answered or related topics. We have a few numbers you can also call, which is the first is 319-527-6065. This is our live conference room number. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be the international number where you can call and leave a message on the scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. And also, by calling this same number, you can order what our members have known as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs of your choice. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. The seer is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and besides that, answering many memos that most of our members have seen. And now, in addition to that, I think even the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international number of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. So at this time, we'll turn our program over to our seer, Israel. Keep your Bibles open and possibly take notes. I'll pass our program over and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Organized for the top part of the Sabbath day. Like I said, you know, the old saying said, get your stuff lined up in order to be able to deal with the top part of the Sabbath day. So I'm going to be quiet. I'm just going to look over there at the young lion. Well, the young lion got a lot of energy in it, and that's what it's all about. And we're going to say, when you meet your brother with a lot of boys, you say, young lion from the tribe of Yahuwah Judah, up in college, teach out of camp one. Yahuwah be there, see you, Russia.
Yahuwah bless you, dear Israel of see Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, that's the spirit we talking about. So one thing about it, we know, what he makes it plain, I'm good for one piece of deal. What he says in Matthew 18:19 that we can read. What do we say in Matthew 18:19 that we can read?
To the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 19. 19 reads, again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall act, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's all it takes to get it going on. When two, that's why Adam, he said, well, it's not meet for Adam to be alone. Same thing. So y'all, he always teaching this program, letting you know one thing. Come together in my name. That's all it takes to get it going on. So we're going to open up in did we get some Luke already? All right, get a little Luke. I'm going to be bumming all around. Let's get some little Luke. Chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see if we can figure out. We might make a detour along the way.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12 reads.
What it reads?
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
The righteous spirit will teach you. The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. That's the job of the righteous spirit. Since we know that the righteous spirit operates that way, let's go to the three holy child. We're going in the pocket, but look at the three holy child there, Micaiah. And we're going to find out something along the way of finding out something. Let's go to the three holy child in the book called Apocryphal, the missing books. And we're going to look at 1 through 18. We probably be all in and out, depends on our spirit leader. The three holy child, and we're going to repeat that. What it says that we can read in chapter 1, verse 1 through 18. Let's see what we can read in three holy child. You're on the clock.
Okay. The book of the three holy child. Children.
Okay.
The three holy children, verses 1 through 18. Verse 1 reads,
mm-hmm.
And they walked in the midst of the fire, praising Yahuwah and blessing Yahuwah. Verse 2.
Wait a minute. They done what?
They walked in the midst of the fire.
The three holy child is somewhere around Daniel's time. They walked in the midst of the fire, praising Yahuwah. Let's get a precept in that out of that right there. Let's see what that one verse saying. They walked in the midst of the fire, but when it's hot and heavy, what were they doing again?
Praising Yahuwah.
They were praising Yahuwah. Let's go to the 26th chapter. The 24th chapter of the verse called Isaiah. On Isaiah. And let's see, what was they was praising Yahuwah. Let's go to 24, verse 15.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 24, verse 15. 15 reads, wherefore, honor you, Yahuwah, in the fire, the name of Yahuwah of Israel in the isles of the sea.
You see that? He said, he said, honor Yahuwah even in the fire. See, a lot of brothers and sisters, they only want to honor Yahuwah when things are in their favor. They get those spirits on them, if things is not right with them, they forget all about honoring Yahuwah even in the fire. So here goes Isaiah talking about honor Yahuwah in the fire. So when he said this, we know the three holy children was after that. So now here go a case in point. So they must read the book. They must read the book about honor Yahuwah even when you in the fire. Is that what you got to read?
That's what we read.
Come on back to 18 verse 1 again.
Okay. Three righteous children.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1, chapter 1, verse 1.
Okay.
And they walked in the midst of the fire.
And they walked in the midst of the fire.
Praising Yahuwah.
Praising Yahuwah. See, when you see, you got a lot of misspelled words. I remember, matter of fact, I was talking to one of the elders one time. They said, yeah, that sounds pretty good, but where's all the ones that it's kind of thrown out? Where they at? I said, well, see, I said, they're on their way. That's all I can tell you. Why I say they're on their way? Romans 4:17. See, what makes me say they're on their way is Romans 4, verse 17.
So the book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
17 reads.
What it reads.
As it is written.
As it is written.
I have made you a father of many nations.
I made you a father of many nations.
Before him whom he believed,
uh-huh.
Yahweh, who quickened the dead,
yeah.
And called those things which be not as though they were.
And called things though they not as they were. See that? So we know they're coming. All we got to do is understand the order. Yahweh going to send all the help that needed to be done. And you will know them by the Spirit. Because when it's time to move, they'll move according to what is read, what they can read. And they'll put this thing together. So he asked the question, he said, where's all the ones, we see a little movement going on, but where they at? Well, I said, they're on their way. The only way, I'm going to tell you, they're on their way. Keep that in mind. So now we'll get a little bit more out of that, come back to the three holy children, we said, what it was again?
Yeah, the three holy children.
Oh, three holy children, okay. Let's read a little bit more. So we taking care of verse 1. He said, honor your maker, even if you in the what?
Fire.
Even if you in the fire. That means stick with your Yahweh because he got to try you. Because now let's show you why he got to try you. Now we're going to show you why he got to try. It's run to the book of Hebrews. And we kind of call Hebrews. So he must try you. Part that we have a problem with, when we get tried, then we start next door going around, head walking on backwards because the trial comes. But in the book of Hebrews, it talks about a trial. Hebrews chapter 12. Let's see what he said that we can read that, young man. We're going to see what we can read because you're going to be tried. Hebrews chapter 12. And let's pick up at verse number 6 down verse 8.
Okay. The book of Hebrews. Polluted word for the book of Hebrews.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 12.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6 down to 8.
Yeah, and then just look them up real good in verse number 12.
All right. Verse 12. Verse 6 reads, for whom Yahweh loveth, he chastised
mm-hmm.
and scourged every son and daughter whom he received.
So everybody come into Yahweh, you're going to be what?
Scorned.
Go ahead.
Verse 7. If you endure chastening.
But if you endure the chastisement.
Yahweh dealing with you as with sons and daughters.
Then he going to deal with you as sons and daughters. See, once you start showing the rules and regulations and understand that those that stepped up and have cooked our books, and now once we recognize the rules and regulations, and you understand that this thing has been told by other people than you, then you make adjustment according to the Bible. That's what Yahweh is going to deal with you. Go ahead.
Verse 8.
Right.
But if you be without chastisement.
Oh, but well, that's the part I don't want. I don't want the order part. I don't want the chastising part. Go ahead.
Well, all are partakers. Then are you bastards.
Then you are a bastard. We've been told all our life a bastard means a woman that had a baby without a husband. But that's the biggest lie in town. That's another parakeet statement. A bastard means those that do not take correction according to Yahweh's word. That is the biblical definition of a bastard. Those when you hear the word of Yahweh and you can read it plainly, that's what makes you a bastard. Case in point. Go to Genesis 2 verse 7. And she'll give you a case in point. Let me show you how you identify a bastard. Genesis 2 verse 7. Genesis 2 verse 7. We're going to identify a bastard. Now that's what we're going to do. We're going to identify, how do we identify a bastard? Genesis 2 verse 7.
So we did chapter 2. Verse 7. Mm-hmm. Verse 7 reads.
What it reads.
And Yahweh formed man of the dust of the ground.
And Yahweh formed man out of the dust of the ground.
And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
And breathed into that man he formed.
became a living stone.
Now, outside of the temple, outside of your house, what do the dust of the ground look like that you cut your grass, step in it? What do it look like?
Right.
What color right. it look like?
Black.
And the more you dig down there, it's black. So the first man was made from what?
The
so what color is that man?
Black.
Black. So if you have anybody tell you Adam is white, then you know, bottom line, that's not from Yahweh. It's so easy to find out what color is Adam because he was made from the dust of the ground. And if you go outside and cut your grass with your white suit on and you mess around and slip, what is it going to look like?
Dirt.
And the more you go around, the darker it gets. See that? So understand one thing. It's time for us to stop parroting statements and look at this Bible and understand. And then here's the point. If Adam was made from the dust of the ground, look what he got written in the Corinthians book. We're going to the Corinthians book. I'm just getting this little tidbit to show. And we're going to the Corinthians book, chapter, first book of Corinthians. And we're going to show you something on the way of showing you something. Now, we clear that Adam was made from the dust of the ground, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Let's pick it up at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45. Let me show you how you find out something on the way of finding out something.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45.
Yes, sir.
45
read.
And so it is written.
Yes.
The first man, Adam, was made a living soul.
Uh-huh.
The last Adam was made a quickening spirit.
So we got two Adams here. One was made a what?
Living soul.
A living soul. And the other?
A quickening spirit.
Now let's find out about these two Adams. Go ahead. 46.
46. Howbeit, that was not first with his spirit.
So that what was made first was not spiritual.
But that which is natural.
Oh, but the one that was made first was natural.
And afterwards. That which is spiritual.
So watch it make it plain before our eyes. 47.
47. The first man is of the earth.
The first man is of the earth. That's the one that had Eve. That's the first man.
Earth.
Yeah.
The second man is Yahweh from heaven.
I hate that song. And the second one was Yahweh from heaven. So Adam, the both Adam looked just like each other. Huh? Chinese twins. But the first Adam was made from the soil of 2 verse 7. The second Adam is Yahweh from heaven. Now, if that's the case, if that's Yahweh from heaven, then let's go to 338 of the book called Luke, and let's find out what's going on. See, you can find out something on the way of finding out something just by knowing how to go in your Bible and meet whoever where they at, because, you know, you got a lot of pastors think Adam is a white man. Well, it's no such thing as no white man or a black man. Is they red and ones of color is many shades of brown. What you reading?
Reading the book of Luke, chapter 3, verse 38.
Listen to this.
38 read.
Word.
Which was the son of Enoch.
Enoch.
Which was the son of Seth.
Seth.
Which was the son of Adam.
Son of Adam.
Which was the son of Yahweh the son.
So Adam is, who is Adam father?
Yahweh the son.
What was Adam made out of?
The dust of the ground.
See that? So Adam was made out of the dust of the ground, and he's Yahweh the son, father, son. So now you know exactly what both of them look like. Both of them look just like each other, because that is his son he made. So he made the son to look just like Adam to make look just like his image. Just like his image. So now, If a preacher tells you that Adam is white, then you tell him remove Genesis 2, verse 7. He was made from the dust of the ground. You go out there and play in that dirt and let it rain, that dust will turn to mud, and you know what mama said years ago, you got mud all over your clothes. And I bet you that mud was nowhere white. Because we can go right outside our yards right now, and we'll see exactly what happens when you step in mud. Yeah? So you see, it's easy to take care of business. But we've been parakeeting so long, that's why we've never, that's why the fixing on the camp, we got to come now. We got to meet them where they're at and show them soundly that we've been taught wrong, and we got to be a 2 Ezra 14:34. What it says in the reading, 2 Ezra 14:34?
Look at 2 Ezra, chapter 14, verse 34. 34
reads.
Therefore, if so be that you will to do your own understanding.
You got to do what?
To do your own understanding.
And everything on your mind.
And reform your mind.
And reform your mind.
You should be kept alive.
You will be kept alive.
And after death, you should obtain mercy.
And after death, you return mercy. But you got to reform your mind. And how you reform your mind? Matthew 18, verse 3 and 4. Let me show you how you reform your mind. Matthew 18, 3 and 4. This is how you reform your mind. Matthew chapter 18, verse 3 and 4.
The book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 3 and verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3 reads.
Let it read.
And said, truly, I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you should not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4. Whosoever, therefore, shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm. See? That's what will make you great. When you humble yourself and put all the stuff that you got down, put it down. Start making right decisions, but you have to be Hebrews chapter 3, chapter 5, 12 through 14. This is what got to happen. See, we got to monitor this system on the council. We got to monitor this thing. So you got to lay down the rules and regulations. Chapter 5, verse 12 through 14. What's on the table that we can read?
Okay. The book of Hebrews. Pollute the word for the book of Hebrews. Chapter 5, verse 12 through 14. Verse 12 reads.
What it reads?
For the time you ought to be teacher,
yes,
you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of Yahuwah, and are become such as have need of milk, and not a strong drink. Not a strong meat.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13. For everyone that you skillful in the word of righteousness.
Right, because you got to have. You got to know when a person using milk. Now this is how you catch a teacher using milk when he bypassed 1 Peter 4, verse 11. Let me show you when you know when a person using milk. You can tell right away when a person on milk or is he on some meat. See? We tell right away by going to 1 Peter 4:11.
The book of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11
read.
If any man speak,
if you speak,
let him or her speak as the oracles of Yahuwah.
Speak as, so any man or woman speak, how do you go speak?
For towards the oracles of Yahuwah.
That's when you know what a person on, is he on meat or he on milk. If he on milk, he going to start speaking out of his mind. He'll start parakeeting things. If you're on meat, you know the rules and regulations say you must have a verse on the table. Unfold itself, right? You must have a verse. That's what you say, right? And then we hear that? You must have a verse. Yahuwah be with the mother. So you see? So now you see plainly that's how it's supposed to unfold itself. Come on. So we clear. So that's why we tell the six anointed count. Always be clear how this thing operates. If you is on milk, you're going to speak from your mind. If you on meat, you're going to be a 411. You will use the oracles of Yahweh. See? So that's the game changer right there. So soon as they start telling you a story, then you know right then and there, they parakeet and they own milk. They not own meat. Huh? That is right there. So I'm trying to tell you something. See, once we tell you all these things, you'll be able to sit back, especially the system on account, you just can run back, and you can just pick them from the pages of the book. And again, if you own meat, you use the organs of Yahweh. And look what it says in Second Peter chapter 1, 8 and 9. What it says, we can read. Yahweh Peter L. Now, what do we say we can read? See, I'm just trying to tell you, this thing gonna bust wide open. So if we in order when it busts wide open, then you'll be able to sit back and say, okay, I already know who's talking. Because if he parakeet something, we know. If he parakeet, he know he on milk. If he use the order of the Yahweh, we know he got some meat in him that we can work with him a little bit. What are we reading in First Peter? What, Second Peter?
Second Peter.
Verse 8 and 9, right?
Yes, sir.
What does it say, 8 and 9?
Book of Second Peter.
What?
Chapter 1.
Isn't that down there, huh?
Verse 8 and verse 9. For if these things be in you.
So if these things be in you.
And abound.
Abound.
They make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful.
Go ahead.
In the knowledge of Yahweh the Son.
You will be barren or you will not be unfruitful in the knowledge of Yahweh the Son. Go ahead.
But he that lacks these things
but
is blind.
If you lack these things, you are blind.
And cannot see afar off.
Uh-huh.
And has forgotten that he was purged from his old sin.
Go ahead.
Verse 10.
What?
Wherefore the weather. Brother.
Yes.
Give diligence to make your calling and election sure.
Make your calling and make your election, what kind of way?
Sure.
Go ahead and read.
For if you do these things.
Now, if you do these things.
You should never fall.
You will, what you have on you?
You will never fall.
You have a never on you. You will have a never on you. You will have a never on you. Now imagine you was in the world and you had a set of crap. And the set of crap got, and now you got a set of crap. And you're in the world, you got some crap. And on your crap, you will never crap out. All thing you're going to show, when you throw it out, there'll be 7-11. How many times would you double up?
Every time.
So me telling you, if you apply with this, you have a never on you. That means what will come before you, they can never stand up with you if you apply the rules and regulations of Yahweh. That's all a man saying. You will never be dumbfounded if you understand the rules and regulation of Yahweh in his words. You have a never on you. Huh? That's a great thing. That's why we know what will come before the six anointed camp. If you got this thing in order, you got a never on you. All right, good enough on that. Let's come back to that three, what them child called again, what it called? What's the name of
the three holy children.
Okay, back to three holy children. What about them? Yeah, what about them? What verse are we on? We took care of one, so we don't took care of one, right? So I see now, my boss will be shouting up in 3 minutes because I'm turning on Jael anyway, so that's a good way. I like that anyway. Now, so we find out clearly that We read verse 1, right, and we're going to precept that to the bone, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put about three, four precepts in verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to be quiet. Go ahead and read.
Three holy children. Verse 2. Chapter 1, verse 2.
Well, go ahead.
Then Azariah stood up and prayed on this matter, and opening his mouth in the midst of the fire, said, verse 3, blessed are you, O Yahuwah.
Oh, so when it was hot and heavy, he still blessed who?
Yahuwah.
And see, you know what we do? When it get hot and heavy, we want to back, we do the three stooges. When the time comes, when the hot and heavy get on the table, when you pull all your loved ones and you let them know that, no, Mr. Preacher, ain't nobody went up and away. Only thing happened was the 12 verse 7 of Ecclesiastes. Read that mother Eve. Only thing happened is the 12 verse 7 of Ecclesiastes out of regular book. No, Mr. Preacher. Only thing happened is the 12 verse 7. We'll make it 12 verse 7. No, only thing happened, Mr. Preacher. This is the only thing that'll happen. It's 12 verse 7.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 7.
Yes.
Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was.
Right.
And the spirit shall return unto Yahweh who gave it.
You see that? And now what spirit did he give you, Mother Z, in 2 verse 7? What spirit did he give you in Genesis 2 verse 7? What spirit did he give you that we can read? What spirit he put in man that goes back to him that we can read? See, this is how you find out something, only way of finding out something. What spirit was put in man that you can read that goes back to him? Genesis 2 verse 7.
And the Yahuwah formed man from the dust of the ground and blew into his nostrils.
And breathed
into his nostrils the breath of life.
The what?
The breath of life.
The breath of life.
And man became a living soul.
So what's in man? The breath of life. So what spirit is it? What spirit goes back to Yahuwah? The breath that you breathe. You be laying there in the hospital and you be hooked on them things. And all of a sudden that machine flattened out and nothing going on. It's going to eat my own hook and now why? It ain't breathing no more. Huh? That's it. But you're looking at the person, ain't you? But she ain't breathing no more. So we know if you ain't got no breath, we know it's over with.
Yeah,
huh?
Right.
So we know that breath is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that breath is gone where? According to 12 verse 7. According to where? Where that breath gone to? Huh? Where's the breath gone to? Yes, ma'am. Where's breath gone to?
Yeah. Yeah.
The
spirit shall return unto Yahuwah.
Oh, so when you give your last breath, what will happen? It returns back to. But what happened to that dust? Where it go? That you made from that dust. Where you go?
Back to the ground.
You go back to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Preacher, don't work nobody any emotions. Mm-hmm. The body goes back where it came from. And Yahuwah got the breath in his hand, and when he's ready, he's going to put that same breath out again in somebody else.
Yeah.
And sometimes you stand about, you be watching the person, you know, I know you from somewhere, by where you carry yourself.
Yeah.
And that's been Yahuwah put that same spirit back off in that somebody else, even wicked spirit and good spirit, right back into you.
Yeah.
So you never, no, it's no new baby, it's never born. That's an old baby born. From time ago. You see that? That's why we got to understand this Bible. Six on the chair, we got to teach this Bible. Huh? Well, if we teach the Bible, we clear what's happening. Go back to, oh, my guy, going back with them three holy children. See, now it got hot and heavy on them, right? Mm-hmm. And they remember what was going on in hot and heavy in the book of Isaiah, saying, look at this thing gonna get hot and heavy. Go ahead.
The three holy children. Chapter 1, verse 4.
Verse 4 reads.
For you are righteous in all things.
Go ahead.
That you had done to us.
He said, you righteous in what you did to us.
Yes, true are all the works. Your ways are right.
He said, I thought we in the fire. We've been tossed in that fire, but I'm still saying one thing. You are righteous on what is happening to us. Mm-hmm. That's what he's saying. In the fire.
Yeah.
Go ahead and read.
True are all your works.
But true is all your works.
Your ways are right.
Go ahead.
And all your judgments true.
Yes.
Verse 5.
What?
And all things that you have bought upon us.
And all things that you have bought upon us.
And upon the righteous city.
And on the righteous city, southern kingdom, Yahdah, Judah.
Of our fathers. Even Jerusalem.
Even, yeah.
Polluted word be Yahdah.
Yeah.
You have executed true justice. For according to truth and judgment did you bring all these things upon us because of our sins.
You see that? You see why we're in the condition we're in now? Why?
Because of our sins.
That's why we're in the condition we're in today. You see how plain it is? You want to worry about that one I say with that finger. No, the reason you're in the condition you're in right now is because you sinned against him. That's why this thing don't care upon you. When Adam sinned against Yahweh by turning his deaf eye to the truth, he brought sin in, and when he brought his sin in, when he brought sin in, or A, B, or B, what happened? Romans 5:12. Soon Adam turned a deaf ear on what Yahweh's instruction was, what happened that we can read in Romans, and Paul addressed the northern kingdom, what happened when you turn a deaf ear on what Yahweh got written in his Bible. What happened that we can read in Romans 5, verse 12?
Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned.
You see that? Now look what happened. By one man sin, now death don't pass on how many men?
All men.
You see what happened? By one man, by this one man did not follow instructions.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Now death is on everybody. Now we die now. And all we had to do was make a call in accord to the Bible. Maybe the need's going to tell you to go out there and get in your car. Go get in your car. Because if you trespass against Yahweh, you don't put a death sentence on yourself. Is that what we're reading?
Yeah.
One man turned a deaf ear. And he said to the man, Yahweh, the woman you gave me. But what did I tell you what not to do? Yeah? What did I tell you not to do?
Mm-hmm.
You done it anyway. Mm-hmm. Now you brought death on everybody. Now I got to come down and get you back on the right track. And now we got 7,000 years to be bumming around with this old wicked man behind you. People should want to kick you in the rear when they do see you. Huh? You see that? Come back to the three child again. Let's get with it now.
Okay, the three holy children.
Because biblical death passed on every man, right? And Mother Eve, will it tell you to read in 45, verse 6 and 7 of Isaiah behind that? See, we got to understand the three holy children understood this thing when they was in the midst of the fire.
Yeah.
We don't understand nothing. That's why we boo and hoo and everything, don't know the hand of Yahweh in there. Every time something happens, blame Adam. So Adam was told what to do when it's hot and heavy in the fire. And he chose not to do so. So that's why death is on everybody. 45, 6 and 7, Mother Eve, what it say about Isaiah?
Isaiah 45, verse 6 and verse 7.
Yeah.
That they may know.
They may know
from the rising of the sun.
You know the sun rises. formed the light.
I create darkness.
I'm the one that makes peace. If evil go around your ponderosa, who did it? If peace go around your ponderosa, who did it? You got to be clear about it. What else you do?
I'm Yahweh.
So never say the devil done, devil ain't done nothing. Yahweh, devil don't do nothing unless Yahweh allows it. Yahweh is in absolute power.
Hallelujah.
The devil got to ask permission. You'll see when you break in Torah and stuff, he says, okay, according to your rules, they break in Torah and stuff. Can I put some on with it? Can I get in that old piece of woman and have a pull a pair of pants? And see what he say? And knowing that he might not be in the same room, I bet he can observe into it. Yeah? So he just not your cooperate. He'll test you what you love the most. That what's going to be your back? What's going to be your kryptonite?
Oh, yeah.
Come on back and read some up. I'm ready to pass them to our hill. Let it get rolling. Give some up.
The three holy churches.
Yes, sir.
Verse 6.
What it say?
For we have sinned and committed sin departing from you.
You see the man just said? We have committed sin by doing what?
Departing from you.
By departing from you. See what that means that we can read. Abel, a person, what can we read in 1:13 of the book of Becca? See, you sin when you break away from your Yahweh. When you ain't doing what the man tell you written in the Bible, you sin against him. You ain't got no blessing coming. Satan's gonna give you a delusion of a blessing. Everything going good. No, you sin against your maker. And look what he said in Rebecca 1:13. What he said? Hey there. Rebecca 1:13, what he say? 1:13, what he say in 1:13? That we can read.
Rebecca chapter 1, verse 13.
Yeah.
You are a pure eye.
Yeah.
You are of pure eyes, then,
yeah,
to behold evil,
yeah,
and cannot look into sin.
Yeah. So he ain't looking at you sin. When you stand against Yahweh, you can call him all you want. When you pollute your Sabbath day, you can mother Z. What it say we can read in Luke 6:46. See, we don't understand anything. When you sin against Yahweh, he ain't with you. Now, the delusion man is with you from that point. Look what it says. We can read Luke 6:46. What it says, Mother? Mosey. Luke chapter 6, verse 46.
Luke chapter 6, verse 46. It reads, and why call ye me Yahweh, and do not the things which I say.
You see what man say? It's why you do that. Why you have a conversation with me about putting this man name in your mouth? Why call me Yahweh and you know you ain't doing what the man telling you to do? He said, why do you even do it? St. John 13:13. Mosey. He said, why do you do it? Oh, now you got a conversation going on with somebody on the phone and y'all talking Yahweh. Why you holding a conversation with somebody talking to Yahweh on your end is Yahweh and their end is not? Because you ain't doing this will, you just wasting your time by knowing the name. You got to be doing this will. 13:13, Moses.
St. John, chapter 13, verse 13.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 13, yea, call me master.
He said, yeah, you call me master.
Yahweh.
He said, you call me master, you call me Yahweh.
And he say, well, for so I am.
So he's making no bones about it. Yeah, that's who I am.
Yeah.
I'm not the Hamashiach. I'm not Hamashiach and Yahweh and what's the other name they call it? Yahshua. No, I'm Yahweh.
Yeah.
Yahweh, that's who I am. Y-H-W-H to something. That we say you, didn't it? So how you get yes you out of that? Or what is that word they call him? What do you mean they call it? They call him a high child. Come on. What do you call him?
Yeah, that's it.
What's that name, you?
Higher child.
All that you're calling. But what do you, but say it again, Elder. Say it again. Yahweh Shah. But what is that is all about? What is who he say he is in 13:13?
Yahweh.
So who you gonna believe?
Yahweh.
Well, what did he say in Titus 1:2 there, Mommy? What he said? Now, what do we say in Titus 1:2 behind that? See, you got to nail these people when they talk that talk. He'll give you the spirit, but you got to do right. Titus 1:2. Now, he say he Yahweh, and you say he's a higher. Oh, say it again.
Yahweh Shah.
See that? But look, we told old Titus to put in the book. Let me tell you something, Titus. You put this down in this book right here. That's what you do. 1:2.
The book of Titus, chapter 1:2.
What?
In hope of eternal life.
Uh-huh.
Which Yahweh, they cannot drive from. Before the world began.
What did Yahweh say his name is?
Yahweh.
But what the world say his name is? I mean, Israel can't say his name is. They got their whole eternal life trying to parakeet a statement. Your whole eternal life is on the line by Yahweh saying, my name is Yahweh. No. Master in Yahweh, that's my name. Anybody will be called Master is me. Is that what he's saying? Well, what can we read to that? What can we read that when he made it plain that who he is? What can we read to that in Matthew? Huh? What can we read that, Mother East? What can we read when he says that that's who he is in Matthew 2:3-10? They said, it's in red. Okay, let's see what he says. Let's see what we can read he said. See, when are we going to bring up what he said? I told old preacher that. Look, you parakeeting these things. Listen, that's parakeet talking. When are you going to talk scripture-wise?
Matthew 23:8-10.
Yeah, what did it say?
Matthew 23:8.
What did it say?
But be not ye called rabbi.
Don't be called rabbi.
For one is your master.
One is your master. Yeah.
And all ye are brethren.
Ten.
Neither be ye called master.
And don't be called master.
For one is your master.
And who your master?
Even Yahweh
the Son. You see the man saying? This man's telling you what time is. Why would we just quote some Bible and stop all this parakeet talking? Go back, okay. Let's see if I can get on down through this. Three holy child of children, whatever it is.
Okay, the three holy children.
Well, yeah, now.
1:7.
On 7, okay.
Verse 7, read.
Where read?
In all things have we trespassed.
Right.
And not obeyed your Torah instruction.
You see it?
Nor kept them.
Right.
Neither done as you have commanded us.
Right.
That it might go well with us.
Mm-hmm. Well, what to go well with us?
Keeping the Torah instruction.
Oh, okay.
Verse 8, wherefore all that you have bought upon us, in everything that you have done to us, you have done in true justice.
Everything, we in captivity, we whatever we own now, just what kind of judgment of Yahweh?
True justice.
True justice. And you ain't call him no B-A-N. Huh? No? But you get excited and then you call, the one put the head on a pillow, B-A-N. Get the mouth. You ain't got your mouth run back. When this man said, everything I care about you, I put it on you because you sinned against me. And we ain't had no lip behind this, ain't we? You ain't looking him behind it. Why did you do this to me? Mm-hmm. You ain't saying nothing, right? You trying to best the harm of yourself. And that was the man trying to tell you. Go ahead.
Verse 9. And you did deliver us into the hands of lawless enemy.
I mean, you deliver their
stood in. What kind of person?
Lawless.
A lawless people. And you still trying to find some good on them. Brother told me, preacher, well, you know, Adam was a white man. I said, where Adam is a white man? Where'd you get that from? Hey, you ever fell in that dirt outside? What color would your pants be? Black. Well, what thing he was made of? Black. But what color is he now? He's black. I said, you've been a preacher. You've been telling folks that. Is he going to straighten that out? I don't know if he's going to straighten that out. Oh, wow, I'm too far gone. You see what's going on here? Yeah. I'm too far gone to straighten this thing out. You see what's going on with him? They're on the back of this tiger, and they ain't going to get off. Because you get on the back of a tiger, you know you can't outrun a tiger up a tree. You can't do nothing but take that down. So the only thing you do is stay on that tiger's back. The minute you get off that tiger's back, you become his soup, right? So these preachers are lying so long, they cannot turn around. They're made too much money by lying. So they cannot tell you Adam is a black man from the dirt or the ground. They got to tell you that Jesus is a Jew. And you go into the Exodus chapter 12, ain't nobody a Jew. The Father named them 12 names, and nobody is a Jew in there. Yeah? But is you going to correct that? Well, you know, if I correct that, I won't have no ministry. Sure. So they don't go all the way to that thing. Go ahead and read.
Deliver us into the hands of the lawless enemy.
Yes.
Most hateful forsakers of Yahuwah.
Where did you think of this?
Most hateful forsakers of Yahuwah.
And you find some good in them? And they the most what?
Hateful forsakers of Yahuwah.
Really?
Into an unjust king.
And an unjust who?
King.
President. Dignitary. All of them unjust. Agree.
And the most wicked in all the world.
You mean it, Denise? Why don't somebody read some of this stuff right here? Read.
Verse 10.
What?
And now we cannot open our mouth.
No, we can't open our mouth.
We are becoming shame and reproach to your servants.
What?
And to them that worship you.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11. Yet deliver us not up holy, for your name
right.
is this and all you, your covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12.
Right.
And cause not your mercy to depart from us.
Right.
For your beloved Abraham's sake.
You see, it's not just, we know now. But you remember, didn't you promise Abraham, Isaac, and Israel some things?
Yes,
don't worry, we know we are messed up. But didn't you make some promise? If we get right, and you told Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your seed going to be a sand of seed, and all this good stuff, he just wants you to do it for them. Huh? Go ahead, read.
Isaac said.
Isaac said?
Yeah. And for the righteous Israel said.
Ain't that something? What I know Esau. He ain't even in the picture, y'all.
Yeah.
Huh? His mouth don't even be gone when it come down to his Bible. Go ahead, read.
Verse 13.
Right.
To whom you have spoken and promised that you would multiply their seed as the stars of heaven.
Who the one spoke to Abraham that we can read some of multiply your stars for him? Who do we can read, Abel? Who can read on that by going to St. John? Who is this? They're going to do all that talking this tall talk that they passing on. Now, who is this talking to Abraham, Isaac, and Israel?
Yes,
that we can read, Abel? We going to see, can we read? Who's this doing all this great big tall talking? We go on to the 8th chapter and see, can we read who's doing all this great big talking in verse 56 to 58? St. John chapter 8, verse 56 to 58. Who's this? The devil's record, they quote and say, listen, Yahweh, you know what you told Abraham, our father, Isaac, our father, and Israel, our father, that if we get right, you're going to do right. Now, what Yahweh did all this great big talking that we can read by going to the 8th chapter and taking verse 56 down to verse 58? What is that A, B, or B?
John chapter 8, verse 56.
your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and he was glad, and was glad. Verse 57. Then said the Jews, politically got by Israel from Judah.
And that's why I talked to Brother Erdogan. He's some high priest. Brother, how you a high priest with a tip on the bell rent over there in St. John? That meant everything that you did as a high priest is over there. You can't use no title to call yourself no high priest. And the priesthood left Levi and now it's in your hands of y'all Judah. So you lie like a royal too. So I'm a high priest. High priest to what? The bell of the temple rent. And that was the end of sacrificing. The temple was torn down in 70 A.D. So how you use a high priest from Levi? You can't be no high priest from Levi because the priesthood now is in the hand of Yahweh. You see that? See, they be lying everywhere. But we don't catch them lying. I'm a high priest. And if you're a high priest, what do a high priest, what is the order of being a high priest? I was going to wrap that. Let me show you something. See, I watched the best of mine. I was in at an L teacher today. And I heard him say that, what about the high priest? I was going to tell you something. You know the rules about a high priest? Help me out there, brother. I'm the elder. Help me out on this in Leviticus. Do you know the duty of a high priest? You know what a high priest cannot do? And I don't see not pull it right out of there. Let me see not pull it out. Somebody help me out. Help me out, elder. What do you tell a high priest when it comes down to him? If he's a high priest, what is the rules and regulations of being a high priest? Now, what is the rules and regulations that we can read about a high priest? Now, what is the rules and regulations? Let's go back to that, Brother McGuire. Let's go to the 21st chapter, A.B. Let me show you the rules and regulations of a high priest. Leviticus 21, verse 1. Let me show you something. That's why we watched both to my my name. What's your biblical name here? My name is Daniel Amos. You ain't no Daniel Amos. You just can't use no Daniel Amos. We gonna find a name for you in here. What's the guy that every time Moses told him something, he always got, you take too much of yourself, Moses. That who you is. You that brother in the 16th chapter that always got a complaint about something and always trying to put a coup on somebody. That's who you is. You that guy in the 16th chapter of Numbers reincarnated back because you don't never have nothing that we say. You talking about somebody else said. Right? Right. 21:1.
The book of the vision.
Yeah. I'm all over the place, but I need to get a hit about this high priest. I mean, when you become the high priest, something that Yahweh got it about a high priest.
So you said,
Right. Give me verse 1 of 21:1 of Leviticus. I'm going to tell you now, when you hear Brother Holler about, I'm the high priest, right?
Leviticus chapter 21, verse 1. And Yahweh said unto Moses.
And Yahweh said to Moses.
Speak unto the priests and sons of Aaron.
Speak unto the priests.
And sons of Aaron.
And sons of Aaron.
And say unto them.
Yeah.
There shall none be defiled for the dead among his people.
Good. Now, good. So now this message is for the big dignitaries. What it say in verse 4? No. Verse 3. Did I want 3?
3, 4, 2.
Well, go. I skipped it. Get on to get on down to verse number 7, like the elder said. Let's go down. Let's get on down to 7.
Okay. Leviticus 21, verse 7. They shall not take a wife that is a whore,
mm-hmm.
or a profane.
Mm-hmm.
Neither shall they take a woman put away from her husband,
mm-hmm.
for he is righteous unto Yahweh, unto his Yahweh.
Okay.
Verse 8. You shall sanctify him therefore, for he offereth the bread of your Yahweh, and he shall be righteous unto you. For I, Yahweh, which sanctify you, am righteous. Verse 9.
Wait a minute. Let's go down to verse 13. I want to kind of, you know, like I said again, we got to know these things. Because Bubba, that's why you was title, I'm a high priest. High priest. The bell took a rent. Look at 13.
Verse 13. And he shall take a wife in her virginity.
What?
In her virginity.
You the wife, you got to have you, high priest. That'd be what? you see you the high priest? You gotta take a wife, but you gotta be a virgin.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Can't already well, when you get there you see 4 or 5 babies already there.
Right.
Can't do that. High priest. Yeah. Read.
Verse 4, a widow.
You gotta take a widow?
Or a divorced woman.
Or a divorced woman.
Or profane.
Or profane.
Or
a harlot.
These shall he not take. But he shall take a virgin.
If you got to take you a virgin.
Of his own people to wife.
Mm-hmm. You see the man saying? Mm-hmm. So you see, you watch these people, you need your 5 titles. Well, I'm the high priest. Mm-hmm. High priest. Mm-hmm. Ain't you with a woman that... Come on back, finish me up, make it up to the hill. So I'm telling you something, you're watching from the pages of the Bible. That's why you do watch what we're talking about the pages of the Bible. You say you're a high priest, then that woman, how you meet that woman? Then you get that woman from Larry or Williams, and that was that one, when that's his old lady, that's the lady you got from Larry.
Oh my goodness.
That's when you got her. She wasn't no virgin when you got her. Huh? But you are a priest. You cannot get anything. She must be a virgin of your own peoples. Huh? See what the Bible saying? So we watch the best on Buffy gone. You high priest. Levite is done away with and you high priest. That woman got 5 babies before you got there. You let me play that record. Don't make me pay for his mistake. He the one that did you wrong. He the one that gave you 6 babies. But I'm the one going to give him a home. Oh, well, I ain't never heard that. But you heard it not. You know it's out there. So the bottom line, we saying, you can't do this. That's why you kept these brothers with these old fiery, long, tight, and buff. You got to back up what you saying you is. Oh, well, you call yourself a seer. Yeah. I can bang it up by reading the definition of a seer. And it don't fit me. Who do it fit? Read that mother E, 9:27. I can back up what I'm saying. When I go to 1 Samuel 9:27, I can back it up. I can bag it up, what we saying. Bag up, you gonna tuck a wife with they got 4 or 5 babies already. Mm-hmm. Now you justify that. But I can go to 9:27 and bag it up with an A, B, or B there in Ezekiel 33, verse 30 down to verse 33. I'm gonna get them last quick verses and I'm out. I ain't hearing nothing no more. So I can get energized on and on. I won't go no more. Yeah, what did it say? If we can read.
And as they were going down to the end of the city.
Yeah.
Samuel said.
What Samuel up, say?
Go up.
Right.
And he said, come.
Right.
But stand thou still a while.
Why?
That I may show thee the word of Yahweh.
So what's the definition of a seer? To do what?
To show the word of Yahweh.
Who you know do that?
The seer.
Exactly right.
Hallelujah.
Exactly right. We show you the word of Yahweh from the beginning to the end, and every time we get, that's all we're going to show you. the word of Yahweh. Come on, come on, Adele. 33.
Pick
up 33.
Ezekiel 30-33.
You
want to
say?
Verse 30.
What?
Also, you son of man, the people of the children of the people, Israel, shall still are talking against you.
Oh, they always back mouth. They always blanketed blank. You know, go ahead.
By the
wall,
yes. In the doors of the house.
See, when you said you sit around your house, you know that old seer, that son of God, make me just mad every time he opened his mouth. See, the spirit is taking notes, telling Ezekiel, you know what they're doing? They're in the house right now, talking about you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And speak one to another.
And they speak one to another.
Everyone to his brother.
Yeah, and always what?
You and hear what is the word that coming from the Yahweh.
Yeah, he said, come on, listen to him. He talks some good stuff. He won't catch him so bad, but he can't catch him. But he always got something to say. Go ahead.
Verse 31.
What?
And they come unto you as the people come.
Hello, brother. Hello, sister. Yep.
And they sit before you,
yeah,
as my people.
Yeah.
And they hear your word,
yeah,
but they will not.
They hear, but they don't what?
They will not do that.
Go ahead.
For with their mouth.
With their what?
With their mouth.
What? Oh, yeah. Shalom, brother. Shalom.
But their mind goeth up after their covetousness.
Right.
Verse 32. And lo, you are upon unto them as a very lovely song, and one that hath a pleasant voice.
Right.
A pleasant voice. Can play well on an instrument,
mm-hmm,
for they hear your words,
mm-hmm,
but they do not do them not.
They hear the words, the what?
But they do them not.
But they do them not.
Verse 33.
What?
And when this cometh to pass,
it'll okay to pass.
No, it will come.
Oh, yeah, it'll okay.
Then shall they know that a seer has been
sworn and recognized. That we about this man's business, and we can prove it by opening this book up. Come on, Brother Makai, let's wrap it up. Where you at?
Okay. The three holy children. Chapter 1, picking it back up at verse 15.
What does it say?
Verse 15, read.
What does it read?
Neither is there at this time prince, or teacher, or leader, or burnt offering, or sacrifice, or oblation, or incense, or place to sacrifice before you,
mm-hmm,
and to find mercy.
Right.
16. Nevertheless, in a contrary mind and in humble spirit, let us be accepted.
Right.
Verse 17. Like as in the burnt offerings of rams and bullocks, and like as in 10,000 of fat lambs,
mm-hmm,
so let our sacrifices be in your sight this day,
yeah,
and grant that we may wholly go after you.
Yeah, well, what kind of way to go after you?
Wholly go after you.
Right.
For they shall not be confound that put their trust in you.
And you will not be confound if you do what?
Put your trust in them.
Right.
Verse 18.
What?
And now.
What?
We follow you.
So who are we going to follow?
You.
Right.
With all our mind.
Yeah.
We fear you.
Yeah.
And seek your face, Yahweh.
And his face is not looking like the red man, which you call white. That's not his face. His face is no way on Sunday. It's on the Sabbath day. Let's bring our elder in and get a closing statement on this for him. We'll bring our teaching elder in class, and we'll then take it on in. All right. Hey, elder, listen to you. Your closing statement on top part of Saturday. The world listening. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. And thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And I think thus far, everybody that's been listening has been receiving a good word and also a lot of corrections from misunderstandings may have been understood also. And that's my point of saying that we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching Christianity and loud bump the drums contests, which most of us have seen. We welcome and thank all of you for tuning in our live broadcast of Jacquois Ministry, coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Jacquois' Word. Connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days, such as what we're doing now. And this is because this is information you all came to see, and you have to look no further. You found it now in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. And we're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the days of Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. And for those of you who don't know, the top part of Sabbath is today, which is Friday. Class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To get there, just enter tribeyadav.com. After click enter, just under the big line, you'll see choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Just click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu, but after clicking that, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30. Once again, mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and the land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, and that includes myself, in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program. To get there, just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. This will put you right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribeyadav@gmail.com. This is for writing written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers that you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first being the live crowd control number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call and leave a message or scriptures that you may have questions on. That can be answered by any one of the 69 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling that same number, you can order what we have known by our members today as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs of your choice. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the address, and you will receive the shipment promptly. On another note, please do not contact the seer before broadcast or afterwards, via phone or text. He is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos that most of us have seen, and now even additions to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579, and you find the question is legit, you will receive a call back. And if you happen to miss the beginning of our today's program, you can always catch the entire recorded show after 10:30 p.m. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, just choose the program that you're late logging into or any previous day at that point that you would like to listen. now doing the normal Broad Talk broadcast. We're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk, being listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look once again for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of God. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discussed during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel writing as shotgun. During this time, no comments will be taken off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find that Broad Talk ends before teaching time. Our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. But remember, when we're all given the scriptures to speak by the seer, as a reminder, be quick to hear and slow to speak. So the words of Yahuwah will always flow smoothly, remembering that we're on an international broadcast with hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. So we may continue to hear these righteous words, let's keep our Bibles open. I'll turn our program back to our seer Israel. We say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, the elder, no, still that next when you party. And on that note, we're going to bring in our elder, our teacher elder. From Camp 1, our elder. Elder Yahshua Israel, tribe of Yahshua Judah. Yahshua, I picture that scene right here.
Well, this is Israel.
he do well that he take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day draws
to the day dawn.
To the day dawn, and the day starts. The day stop, arise, the day stop, arise in you,
in your
mind.
Now, what is this day stop that he's talking about here? Can we pull that out somewhere in the book? What is this day stop he's talking about that it arrives in your mind? Can we pull that one out? What? Now where? Let me see if I can. I don't see what I'm looking for. I ain't gonna tarry too long. I thought I might be able to just lay my eyes on it right quick, but for some reason it escapes me at the moment. So we not gonna tarry with that. Come on, Mother Zeke. Read a little bit more of that. Let's see if I can lay my eyes on what I'm looking for. Yeah. Pick it back up at verse number 19. Give me a little bit more time with that. Verse number 19, pick it back up at the top.
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 through 20. Verse 19. We also...
19 through 21. 19 through 21.
19 through 21.
Yes,
we have also a more sure word of prophecy.
We have a more sure word of prophecy. Go ahead.
Whereunto we do well.
Whereunto you do well.
Whereunto you do well.
Mm-hmm.
That ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day start arise in you.
In your mind.
Until the
day star arrives in your mind. Go ahead,
y'all. Verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Know this first.
What?
That no prophecy of the scripture is of any
private
interpretation.
Hold that point. He said no prophecy of the scripture, right? Or in any private interpretation.
That's right.
Let's say this, let's see why we can make that statement boldly in the Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9.
Well,
let's see what Yahweh got to say concerning his word. The Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9. And let's pick it up at verse number 13. Let's read a little bit. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, verse 13. What do you say?
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, verse 13, just 13.
Pick it up at 9 and 13. Let's see where we walk.
Okay. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
When the righteous was
Wisdom
sown.
Wisdom of Solomon 9, verse 13.
Okay. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, verse 13.
Yes.
For what man is he that can know the counsel of Yahweh?
Mm-hmm. What man is it that knows Yahweh got on his mind?
Well, who can think what the will of Yahweh is?
There's a statement there about what man is capable of doing.
Yeah.
You mean the Most High Yahweh? Let's see what Yahweh say concerning himself, Brother Makai, in the Book of Matthew. I mean, I heard some things that really affect me. Really affects me. Let's see what the Most High Yahweh got to say concerning himself, Brother Makai, in the Book of Matthew 28. And let's see that verse number 18. What do he say? I got vexed with all this about what man is capable of doing.
Mm.
But what did the Most High say concerning himself, here, Brother Makai, Israel? I'm lying from the tribe of Yahweh God Judah.
Hallelujah.
What do you got to say here? Matthew 28, verse 18.
The Book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 18.
Yes, sir.
18, read.
What do you read?
And Yahweh the Son came and spake unto them, saying,
then what?
All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Look at me, how much power he got?
All power.
Understanding, and I shall live. So he said that in order to be considered righteous, you got to be operating up under
the total restructure of Yahweh, right?
Perfect.
Your word is true. You don't second guess the teacher. Yeah, I already said what we need there. Let's go back to that 2 Peter, Mother. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. What are we working with, Jess?
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's like
for the
prophecy.
Yeah, in old times by the will of man.
So the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but
what righteous man of Yahweh spoke as they were ruled by the righteous spirit.
By the righteous spirit. The righteous man was moved by the righteous spirit. Let's go back to that wisdom of Solomon, brother Micaiah, Israel, seed royal. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, pick it back up at 13 through 16, brother. Wisdom of Solomon 9, 13 through 16, what do you read?
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, verse 13 through 16.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13, read.
What do you read?
For what man is he that can know the counsel of Yahweh?
What man is he that know the counsel of the Most High Yahweh? Go ahead.
Or who can think what the will of Yahweh is?
It's 14, what do you say?
14. For the thoughts of mortal man are miserable.
So he said the thoughts of mortal man are miserable. Hold that point, Brother Micaiah. Mother Israel. Let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians right quick. And see what man capable of doing according to the word of Yahweh. The book of 1 Corinthians. And let's keep that verse number, chapter 1. Yes, ma'am. The book of 1 Corinthians.
Let me see if I want 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians. Which one I want to get?
Okay.
2 Corinthians. Let me see which one I want, mother. Let's forget 1 Corinthians, chapter 1. And let's pick it up at verse number. Well, I want to get this in and move on down the road. Look at 19 to 21, mother. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 19 to 21. Let's see what it says.
Brother Makai
Israel. The statement in Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Let's look at verse number, let's look at 13, 14, and verse number 18. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, 13, 14, and verse number 18. What do you say, Brother Makai?
Okay, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1. You see him on verse 13?
13, 14, and verse number 18.
Okay. Book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 13, 14, and verse number 18.
Yes, sir.
Verse 13, read.
Let it read.
And I gave my mind to see and searched out my wisdom. I mean, searched out by wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Concerning all things that are done under heaven.
Mm-hmm. Read up.
This sore travail have Yahweh given to the sons of men to be exercised therewith.
Verse 14, what do you say?
14.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen all the works that are done under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, all is vanity
mm-hmm.
and vexation of the spirit.
Mm-hmm. And he said unto me,
what he
said, take it
mm-hmm.
and eat it up.
Mm-hmm.
He said, do what?
Yeah,
from the tribe of your child Judah. But Micaiah Israel will see you royal by saying,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I got one I want to put that put Micaiah, put that Ecclesiastes 7:7 with the elder put on the table. Put that in there and you take it from there. 7:7, what does it say? Ecclesiastes 7:7.
To the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7:7.
Listen to this.
Verse 7 reads, surely oppression makes a wise man mad.
You see that? By watching our people go through what they go through, they got the message before, it makes a wise man what?
Mad.
Mad. And on that note, back to the young lion.
Yeah.
23.
Mm-hmm. Bring it out, young guys. Bring it out.
And we're going to pick it up at verse 3.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And Balaam said unto Balak.
Leviticus chapter 23. We want verse 3.
Leviticus chapter 23,
mm-hmm.
verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
6 days shall work be done,
mm-hmm.
but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest,
mm-hmm.
the righteous convocation gathering.
Mm-hmm.
You shall do no work therein.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings.
Mm-hmm. So this Sabbath day is a righteous day that we got to have a righteous convocation, and it's a day of rest. So let's see what Yahweh had to say about this seventh day
mm-hmm.
in the book of Genesis. Let's go back and let's do some remembering. And we're going to pick it up Mother Z. We'll go to Genesis chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to pick it up. I want you to read verse 2 and verse 3.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2, and on the seventh day, Yahweh ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3, and Yahweh blessed the seventh day, and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which Yahweh created and made.
Mm-hmm.
So Yahweh had rested from all his work on the seventh day, right?
Right.
But he also said in verse 3, he said, this is a blessed day.
Mm-hmm.
And he sanctified this day. So if you want your blessed day,
mm-hmm.
if you want your blessings, you got to know how to get your blessings.
That's
so you go to keeping the Sabbath day is a blessed day. But not only is it a blessed day, you got to know how to keep the Sabbath day.
Right.
So we'll go to the book of, let's go to the book of Isaiah.
Take your time, y'all.
And we'll go to the book of, let's see what Yahweh had to say in the book of Isaiah. And we'll go to Isaiah 56. Matter of fact, Mother E. Give me Isaiah 58. And we're going to pick it up at, let's say verse 14. Pick it up at verse 13. And let's see what Yahweh has to say about the Sabbath day in the book of Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13.
Isaiah
13. Yes, man, 58. Isaiah 58. We're going to pick it up. We're going to read down verse 13 and verse 14. If we're going to do this Sabbath day, we got to know what Yahweh has to say about this blessed day and how to keep this Sabbath day.
Isaiah 13 and verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13. If I turn away
your
foot from the Sabbath,
mm-hmm.
on my righteous day.
So you turn your foot from doing your own pleasures on his righteous day. So Yahweh said, what did he say after that, Mother?
Come on. And
call
the Sabbath a delight.
So you got to call the Sabbath day a delight, right? Okay.
The righteous
of
the Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable and...
Honorable?
And... shall honor him, not doing thine own way,
uh-huh.
not finding thy own blessing,
mm-hmm.
but seeking thy own word.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14. Then shall thou delight thyself in the Yahweh, and I will cause thee to rise upon the high places
mm-hmm.
of the earth and feed thee with the heritage
So out of the mouth of Yahweh, he said, I will cause you to rise up on a high place. You keep the Sabbath day.
Yeah.
He said, I'm the one that's going to, if you delight in me, he gave us a promise. He gave us a promise right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
He tell us, don't keep your own words.
Yeah. Let me pass you a precept with that one. He said, the mouth of Yahweh has spoken, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bobakai read 55, verse 11. Or the book of Isaiah. Let's make it real sound real good. For the mouth of Yahweh has spoken. He told you what to do. The mouth of Yahweh has spoken. 55:11 says what? Of Isaiah. Listen to this.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 11.
Listen.
Verse 11 reads.
Mm-hmm.
So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It shall not return unto me void.
Yeah.
But it shall accomplish that which I plead, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
So if he tell you, if you do this, ain't nothing going to boomerang back to him. He tell you what time. If you keep this, ain't nothing I'm saying going to boomerang back to me. That is a assurance of making your election sure. He said, just do this, and you got this coming. Back to the young line.
Hallelujah. Wow. So, this is Sabbath day, right? Yahweh let us know that this Sabbath day was a, just a bit. Turn to Luke chapter 5 to Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. And what's going on in Luke chapter 6? Give me verse 5. Give me verse 9.
Luke chapter 6, verse 5 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5. And he said unto them, that the Son of Man is Yahweh, also of the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9. Then said Yahweh the Son unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath day to do good or to do evil? To save life or to destroy?
So Yahweh let us know. He say he's the Yahweh on the Sabbath day, right?
Yeah.
So when you coming doing Yahweh, you coming to do you keep it Sabbath day, you come and keep your mind on some Yahweh, right?
That's right.
So that means you, what do you say over there in Matthew, Mark, chapter 2, verse 27 and 28? He said he the Yahweh on the Sabbath day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that makes, what do you say over there, Mother Eve? In Mark, chapter 2, verse 27 and 28. Mark chapter 2.
Mark chapter 2, verse 27 and verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 27. And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made
for man, mm-hmm.
and not man for Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 28. Therefore, the Son of Man is Yahweh, mm-hmm. also of the Sabbath.
Yahweh said, I'm Yahweh the Sabbath day. And he said, and the Sabbath was made for you and not for man. He said, and not man for the Sabbath. So let me see, can I get a rundown when he said the Sabbath day was made for you?
Mm-hmm.
In the book of Jubilees. Eric, can you throw me that pitch? It just popped in my mind. But I want to run that pitch down about Israel in the Sabbath day. Okay.
Nazareth.
We're going to see who he's talking about to you. So
oh.
We're going to pick it up in the book of Jubilee. Mm. And we're going to go to chapter 2. And we're going to pick it up. We're going to do some reading down here. And Mother, Sister A.B., give me 17, give me 17 down to 20. And then Mother Z gonna pick it up at 21. We're gonna find out who is this you he was saying when he said this Sabbath day was made for you, man. So we're gonna find out who this Sabbath day was made for.
That's right.
I always wanna get a depiction about who he's talking to. Have everybody believing that he's talking to each and every last individual.
That's right. Paint the picture.
So we want to also make sure that we get everything down to its lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
There don't want to be no stones unturned.
Paint the picture, young lion. Paint the picture.
In the book of Jubilee, chapter 2, verse 17. Sister A.B.
Oh, okay. Jubilee, chapter 2, verse 17. And it gave us a great sign, the Sabbath day, that we should work 6 days, but keep Sabbath on the seventh day from all work. Verse 18. And all the ministry spirits of the presence and all the ministry spirits of the sanctification, these two great classes, he behid us to keep the Sabbath of him in heaven and on earth.
Hold on, wait. This Sabbath day is kept where?
In heaven and on earth.
Mm-hmm. So that means in heaven they keeping the Sabbath day.
Right now?
Yeah. Right now.
Right now.
So that means we just learned right now that
right.
We just not keeping the Sabbath day.
Right.
That means the ministry spirit sitting up in there and they keeping the Sabbath day.
Yeah.
So we all in awe. All is in, Mother Z, give me, First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4. Yes, ma'am. If they keeping the Sabbath day in heaven, then we keeping the Sabbath day too. And we doing things, what we got on over there, so we can make sure that we are, what we looking for over there?
First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40.
Mm-hmm. What does it say?
40. Let everything be done decently and in order.
Oh, so we doing things in DC in that order, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what's going on while you looking around at the TV programs and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that we doing things how they doing it in heaven.
Hallelujah.
So hold that spot where you at, baby. Matter of fact, Mother Eve. Give me that judge in chapter 5, verse 11. We want to make sure that we always at B-O-T-T-Y doing things in D.C. in order. But we also want to make sure that while we doing things in D.C. in order, that we put a judge in chapter 5, and we're going to put a verse 11 on there.
Yeah.
And we're going to make sure that we doing it like this, too. See, we want to dance this vibe well. You know, we want to do some walking. That's how we plan on doing this thing at V-O-T-T-Y. What we got going on over there, Mother Eve, that we can read in the book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 11.
Judges, chapter 5, verse 11, read.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord in the place of drawing water. Therefore they rehearsed the righteous acts of the Yahweh, even the righteous acts for the inheritance.
So what we doing is we rehearsing the righteous act.
Yeah.
So when we keep it established day, we in sequence with heaven, doing things in DC in order, we doing the righteous act.
Yes, man.
And that's what we plan on continue doing at BOTTY.
Yes.
What we got going on over there, Sister A.B., where you leave off at?
Jubilee chapter 2, verse 19. And he said unto us, behold, I will separate myself a people from among all people, and these shall keep the Sabbath day.
Oh, so we got a people on the table, right? So we go, this is what we run it down. We're trying to make sure that we run down that who's these people that should be keeping the Sabbath day.
Yeah.
Okay, so he separated people for himself to keep the Sabbath day, right?
Yeah.
Okay, continue to read.
And I will sanctify them unto myself as my people. And will bless them.
And what?
As I have sanctified the Sabbath day, and you sanctify it unto myself.
Mm.
Even so will I bless them.
Mm.
And they shall be my people. And I will be their Yahuwah.
Mm. Keep going.
Verse 20. And I have chosen the seed of Yahuwah. Of Israel from amongst all that I have seen,
yeah.
And have written him down as my firstborn son.
Yeah. So we got, keep going. We go, keep finish it out.
I will be Yahuwah.
And sanctify him unto myself forever and ever.
Mm.
And I will teach them the Sabbath day.
What are you going to teach them?
I will teach them the Sabbath
day. Who are you going to teach the Sabbath day? Who is he? Okay, since you said firstborn, let's find out what we can find out this firstborn. Who is firstborn then? Let's go to, see, we're going to go, Mother Z, I need your help again.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to see if we run down this firstborn, Mother Z.
Yes.
Now, we're going to get on the case now.
Yes.
Now, we're going to get on the case, Mother Z.
Yes.
All right, Mother Z, so we're going to run this down. And we go, matter of fact, we go. Get a good meal out of it.
Okay.
We're going to go to 2nd Exodus. We're going to pick it up in chapter 6. And we're going to read down 54 down to 58, mother. We're going to tag team on the mother.
2nd Exodus
6. Yes, ma'am. 54. We're going to 2nd Exodus. We're going to read chapter 6. We're going to read 54. Down to 58.
The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 6, verse 54 to 58.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 54. And after this, Adam also, who thus made Yahuwah of all the creatures.
Oh, so Adam is, he what of all the creatures?
Yahuwah.
Okay, let's go read that in the book of Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
So they did. We're going to Genesis. We'll go to chapter, we'll pick it up at chapter 2. And we're going to read down from verse 18. Matter of fact, 18 down to 20.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 through 20.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 18. And Yahuwah said, it is not good that man should be alone.
Mm-hmm.
I will make him a helpmeet for him. Verse 19. And out of the ground Yahuwah formed every beast of the field,
mm-hmm,
and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them.
Mm-hmm.
And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20. And Adam gave name to all cattle.
Ooh. So who named all the cattle?
Adam.
Okay. Keep going.
And to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helpmeet for him.
So Adam, he named every animal, every fowl, everything that's moving on this earth. Even the helpmeet, even name. What's three next?
Verse 21.
continue to read. Not going to say even the help me name. So we will go ahead and read that. No. We're going back to Genesis. And you're going to finish reading, pick up that next verse.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 21. And Yahweh caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam,
mm-hmm.
and he slept.
Mm-hmm.
And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 22. And the rib which Yahweh had taken from man made he a woman,
mm-hmm.
and brought her unto the man.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 23. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone,
mm-hmm.
and flesh of my flesh.
Mm-hmm.
She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man.
So there you go right there. You got Adam, Eve, and named the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Adam named every creature, everybody that was created on the whole planet Earth, he gave his name. And that's the Yahweh right there of all creatures. Finish reading that up, Mother.
Mm-hmm.
That verse 54. You just got to finish Yahweh, all creatures.
And after this, Adam also, who thus made Yahweh of all the creatures,
all creatures of him, we all,
of him come we all.
Mm-hmm.
The people also who thus has chosen.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 55. All this has I spoken before you, O Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
because thus made the world for our sake.
Mm-hmm. So he made this world for our sake.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, this is the people he has chosen, he made this world for, right?
That's right.
Okay, keep reading.
Verse 56.
Uh-huh.
As for the other people,
mm-hmm.
as for other people,
which also cometh from Adam, thus have said,
what
that they are nothing but
mm-hmm.
be like unto the fish.
Mm-hmm.
And has likened the abomination of them unto
a drop
that fall from a vine.
The
mm-hmm.
belly.
Verse
57. Mm-hmm.
Verse 57. And now, O Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
behold.
Oh, now, Yahweh, behold. Uh-huh.
Thus had, oh Yahweh, behold, thus the nation.
Nations, 17 nations.
17, okay, nations,
mm-hmm.
which have even been required as nothing, has begun to be Yahweh over us,
mm-hmm.
and to devour us.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 58. But we the people,
mm-hmm.
whom thus has called the first song, they only begot the only begotten and the favorite love and yea. Unto the thou hand.
No, just 58. And since they did, what you got one on the first form?
Yes.
All right, give us what you got for us.
I got Exodus chapter 4, verse 22.
All right, we got one. Go ahead, read it out.
Exodus chapter 4, verse 22. And you shall say unto Pharaoh,
mm-hmm.
thus says Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
Israel is my son,
mm-hmm.
even my firstborn.
So who his firstborn is?
Israel.
knowing in the book of Jubilee. Go ahead and finish that up then, mother. I mean, sister, hey, Ben. Go ahead and finish that Jubilee up. We left off there.
Jubilee. Verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
And I have chosen the seed of Israel from among all that I have seen,
right,
and have written him down as my firstborn son,
mm-hmm,
and have sanctified him unto myself forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I will teach them,
mm-hmm,
the Sabbath day, that they may keep Sabbath thereon from all work.
Mm-hmm.
So the 17 other nations ain't got nothing to do with this.
That's right.
It's like this a personal thing that's going on between this firstborn and this Israel and we Yahweh. So when he's talking about that man, he was talking about Israel, his firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
That means we got a Sabbath day to keep here.
That's right.
That means we under something here now. Let's go find out, we just got done reading the book of Jubilees, and we know that Sabbath day was made for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to keep this Sabbath day, right?
Yes.
All right, finish reading that, we left off at Sunday, Ben. We want to get some understanding about the Sabbath day.
Jubilee chapter 2, verse 22. And thus shall
ye
created therein a sign in accordance with which they shall keep Sabbath with us on the seventh day.
On what day?
On the seventh day. To eat and to drink, and to bless him who has created all things as he has blessed and sanctified unto himself a peculiar, special people above all people, and that they should keep Sabbath together with us.
Oh, so we keeping this together with us.
Who's he telling this to here? Who's he telling this to? Who is he telling this to? All this a direct talk. Who's he telling this to? All this direct talk. This is a direct talk. Who is he speaking to? Well, no. They're not even born now. They was going on. No, children of Israel wasn't even born. This is prophecy. What children of Israel were born when he was speaking this? Who is he talking to? Who is he talking to? Who is he telling this conversation to and give him all that? Well, it is. You're right. But that isn't in verse 17. I mean, chapter 1. That's what you're writing to. In the book of Jubilees?
Yeah.
Let's see what he said in verse 1. Yeah. Same book. Jubilees, this is what he's speaking to.
Chapter 2, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Jubilees, chapter 2, verse 1. And the ministering spirits of the presence spake to Moses.
So he's speaking to who?
Moses.
So he was speaking to Moses about all this good stuff. That's what he's speaking to Moses. So now, but when they say that book was in Jubilees only, see, that way he went to it. No, I ain't never heard of that. You got to precept that to 1726, Brother Micaiah. So they're going to say, oh, man, that book of Jubilee, man, that's not in the canon.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you. So what you got to do, you got to have that 1726 waiting on them, of Exodus. Because they're going to show tell you, well, that's not in the canon. The canon.
Book of Exodus, chapter 17, verse 26.
Mm-hmm. And when they go there and tell you that's not in the canon, then you swing over and ask, well, what about Exodus 17:26?
The book of Exodus, chapter 17. What verse is that?
26.
Exodus?
Mm-hmm. 16:26.
Yeah, okay, the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verse 26. 26 read. 6 days you shall gather, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none.
So the what day is the who day?
The seventh day.
The seventh, seventh day is the what?
The Sabbath day.
That's the Sabbath day. Mm-hmm. So they reverse it around here, but they mean the same thing. Okay, I use it. See, otherwise, they'll tell you that's the first. No, our Sabbath is Sunday. No. Sabbath day is a seventh day. And the seventh day is a Sabbath day. Back to your Bible, guys.
Hallelujah. Well, since we are, I'm going to point something out to him, and since they did, was reading. He said something about a peculiar people.
Peculiar.
Yeah, he used the word peculiar. But, you know, that word means, we're going to first pick it off at verse Exodus chapter 19. And we're going to see this, Mother Eve. You can read the book of Exodus chapter 19. And we're going to pick it up at verse 3 and read down. Mm-hmm.
What you do, you can get right to the number 1 here by going to Deuteronomy 7 verse 6. Number 1 here, then you can bring in number 2. Get to number 1 here by going to Deuteronomy 7 verse 6. I'm curious what it means in 7 verse 6 of Deuteronomy, Public Guide.
Okay, the book of Deuteronomy.
7 or 6.
Chapter 7, verse 6. Verse 6, read. For you are a righteous people, unto Yahweh your Yahweh. Yahweh your Yahweh have chosen you to be a special people, unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
Well, whatever you bring behind, that's going to be free. It's going to be adding on. Yeah, whatever you want to bring in behind that, go ahead.
Okay, now, Mother E, you can bring that. You can read that Exodus chapter 19, verse 3 down to 6. Yes, ma'am.
And Moses went up unto Yahweh, and the Yahweh called unto him out of the mount, saying, Thus shall thus say to the family of Israel, and tell the children of Israel, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bared you on either way. And brought you unto myself.
Right.
Verse 5. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me, above all people, for all the earth is mine.
And when you read the word peculiar, you only said polluted for stature. And just kept reading cold-blooded. And kept reading. Peculiar people, polluted for special. By having 7 verse 6 now. But you got to have 7 verse 6 to get it when they jump at you.
Okay, what you got on the table?
You don't want 6.
Yeah. You just finished out 6.
Verse 6. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a righteous nation. These are the words which thus shall speak unto the children of Israel.
And like Steve was just telling us that when you see that word peculiar, we know that word is a polluted word for special. Because we got Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6 on the line. And we know that Yahweh said we're a special people.
Mm-hmm.
And what you got on the line since they did to add on to it?
Deuteronomy 14, verse 2.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 2 says, For you are a righteous people unto Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh has chosen you to be a peculiar, polluted for special people. Unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth.
Mm-hmm. Deuteronomy 26, verse 18.
Excellent. Excellent. That young man is studying. Hallelujah, Lord.
What you got over there, Sister A.T.? Deuteronomy 26, verse 18.
Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 18.
And give me 19 where?
Verse 19. Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh has about you this day, to be his peculiar people, as he has promised you, and that you should
read that over us, Sister A.T. Mm-hmm.
Verse 18, and Yahweh has vowed you this day to be his peculiar people.
So Yahweh has vowed you this day to be a special people.
Yeah, that's right.
As he has promised you, and that you should keep all his Torah instructions.
Verse
19, and to make you high above all nations, which he have made in praise, and in his name, and in the honor, and that you may be in righteous people unto Yahweh, your Yahweh, as he has spoken.
So Yahweh say he has made us a special people, right?
Yeah.
He say he ain't just make us just a special people, just to be special people. He said we above all nations.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you got some over there, Ed? I hear you.
Yeah, I gotta get a jab in on that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I gotta add to the conversation. Let's look at the book of Romans, right? Let's see Yahweh talking with Mother Eve. Let's keep it in Romans chapter 9. Pick it up at 21. Romans chapter 9, 21-23. Let's see what he says. Yes, ma'am. Romans 9, 21-23. Let's see if I can add to that conversation. He said, he made us a special people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I can add to that. What kind of people did he make us?
I need verse Leviticus 23, and I need verse 32. Looking for that last two lines where it says from evening until evening.
Continue.
Okay. Verse 2.